Okay. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. It is Sunday, September 18th, 2016. And today's topic is refund, money-back guarantee, or is it? You know, when I first read this, I said, what? How can anyone in an industry that has a 5% profit margin, kills 1% of its customers, earns 10% of its revenue doing that, afford to give a refund? Further, the same industry harms 25% of all its customers. Even if 5% or 20% of the people harmed received a full refund, they would fold. They would close up. It would be the end. So the question then is, what's going on? How does this work? So I said to myself, I've got to read this. I've got to take a look at this and see, well, what they're talking about. And as always, we go to Medscape Family Medicine. This is the international news service for medicine, headquartered, of course, in the United States, and it disseminates the standard of care throughout the world, yes. And so on July 25th, 2016, they had an article, should patients get a money-back guarantee? Should they? Well, I think that's the least they should get. And so here's what they say about the money-back guarantee. It says, it sounds like a pitch from one of those late-night infomercials. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. But it's no joke. It is a promise from one of the nation's pioneering health systems, Geisinger. So far, the Danville, Pennsylvania-based not-for-profit integrated health services organization. Now, let's put this English, these terms in English. So not-for-profit means the profits are distributed in high salaries. So that's not-for-profit. Integrated means it's a combination of an insurance company and a provider of healthcare services. That's important to know. So they have refunded at least $100,000 to some 100 patients who were unhappy with the service or care they received. The refunds have covered the gamut of complaints, from long waits in the emergency department to unappetizing hospital meals to disagreements with physicians over care plans. Now, it's critical to understand the nature of these complaints. None of them was a complaint based on harm or damage. So we'll understand later on why. A refund is a radical idea in healthcare, so radical that a handful of major health plans preferred not to comment on Geisinger's program or conceded off the record to a faintness of heart due to legal and other concerns. Of course, the faintness of heart is due to, now they say legal and other concerns, but due to the financial, devastating financial ramifications. Now, if you're a physician, you're treating patients day in, day out, day in, day out, and you have to give a money-back guarantee, you're like, well, wait a minute. Fewer than 10% of the people I care for get better, so how can I afford to give a money-back guarantee? And so it's understandable why a lot of people in the healthcare industry might be a little skittish about this. It's basically kind of a nutty idea, said Daniel Callahan, a co-founder and president emeritus. President emeritus means that he's basically retired, and he's the only one that has time to give comments on things like this, of the Hastings Center, a nonpartisan bioethics research institute. It has the potential for being a pretty messy business all the way around, he said. That's a pretty vague, unscientific negative remark, a pretty messy business all the way around. And later on we're going to see what is so messy about it. Now, Geisinger, chief executive officer, says that when he first began discussing the refund notion with peers, that means, I guess, other chief executive officers, they were dubious. Almost 9 months into the program, called Proven Experience, they think we're nuts still, Dr. Feinberg told Medscape News. He's undaunted. Our industry is ripe for disruption. Now, what does disruption mean? Disruption means basically turning something upside down and permanently changing how business is done. For example, the cell phone was disruptive when it came to communications. It wasn't a better telephone. It was basically a whole new way of communicating. He wants to upend a system that he views as too provider-centered. He notes that, just as in retail, healthcare consumers have increasingly more choice, and those consumers are shouldering more costs. Well, wait a minute. We had Obamacare, so the consumers will not be shouldering costs. So now they're shouldering more costs, giving them a reason to be choosier about where they spend their dollars, said Dr. Feinberg. So we have here a little interesting confession that Obamacare is not indeed lessening the burden on really anyone, certainly not on the consumers. Okay. So to him, that boils down to creating a model in which the customer is always satisfied. Dr. Feinberg often cites Starbucks as an inspiration. If you don't like your latte, the barista will make it again. No questions asked. The Starbucks, however, is not in the business of giving customers their money back. They don't do that. Dr. Feinberg is certain Geisinger won't be opening its wallet too often. It's not going to cost us a lot of money. And in a little bit, I will show you exactly why it won't be costing a lot of money. When you give a warranty or guarantee, you can either do it because you're really good and you're not going to have to give anything back, or you have a really bad product. Now, this makes absolutely no sense, right? Because if you give a warranty on a really bad product, then you're going to go out of business honoring your warranty. So this is a totally nonsensical remark from Dr. Feinberg, which is okay. But I went to business school at Wharton. They laughed and laughed and laughed at the financial reasoning that doctors came up with. And of course, one classic joke is, if the doctor is losing money on each patient, what should he do? Answer, see more patients and make it up on volume. Of course, the joke is, he'll just get deeper in debt. So when you give a warranty, you can either do it because you're really good and you're not going to have to give anything back. And there's another reason why you don't have to give anything back, because maybe it's not a true refund. And we're going to get to that pretty soon. In Geisinger's case, the money-back guarantee is a show of confidence, said Dr. Feinberg. Yes, and it is indeed a show of confidence. So we'll see what is confidence in. It also shows the community that Geisinger is serious. Senior Vice President at the Institute for Healthcare Improvement told Medscape Family News, the refund sends a very public signal about really putting patients at the center of care, she said. And that's an interesting concept. But again, in an industry, as I said, that harms 25% of all people who encounter it, kills 1%. And that 1% makes up 10% of the revenue, and the industry only has a 5% profit margin. You wonder, how can they afford to give a refund? And she notes, healthcare has borrowed from the business world before, adopting quality improvement methods from the auto industry, for instance. Although there are things we can learn from the for-profit business world. That's as interesting as in borrowing from the auto industry, which is making each and every service uniform and identical, which of course is not what patients want and is probably not appropriate. Good healthcare is not all about the money. It's about the health outcome, she said. Now notice, these refunds that have been given had nothing to do with health outcomes. So it's not about health outcomes. It's about something else. Let's see if we can't get to the bottom of this. Now, Starbucks remakes a latte on the spot. A physician cannot re-perform a surgery the same day, but staff, that means other non-physician personnel, can try to make up for mistakes immediately by handing out vouchers for transportation or meals, for instance. Well, this is interesting, of course, because what use does a surgical patient have for transportation or meal vouchers? Or I guess they're suggesting that if the person has to keep coming back again and again and again because something is not working out, at least don't have them pay for parking, transportation, or meals. So Geisinger's chief patient experience officer is also a practicing internist at the health system. Patients also get their money back quickly after a complaint has been filed and evaluated. Proven experience was tested minimally by patients undergoing spinal surgery. Hi, this is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And today is Sunday, October 22nd, I believe. And today's topic is the truth about cancer. We have been hearing a lot about cancer and what's really going on with cancer and alternative therapies that work as well or maybe even better than chemotherapy. And so today I'm going to share with you my slant on cancer and what's going on with it. And what I'm going to examine today is the diagnostic and prognostic process, and what does the diagnosis really mean, and how accurate is it anyway, and how effective is the therapy. And so today we're going to cover these things and just give you an idea of kind of what's going on with the cancer industry and really what you can expect. So today, we're going to talk about a few cancers, time permitting. We're going to talk about breast cancer, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer. And for the sake of discussion, we can take a look at lung cancer. Now, there's a tremendous controversy in the medical field about cancer. Of course, you would never know this to check out the 6 o'clock news or various public service announcements urging you to get yourself screened for one cancer or another. But actually, there is a tremendous amount of disagreement in the medical field, not only about cancer screening, if a certain cancer should be screened for, but also about therapy and about the diagnosis. One place to start would be, of course, many women every year are told that they have the BRAC gene. This is a gene that predisposes women to breast cancer and ovarian cancer, and has provoked many people, women, to getting their cancers, or their breasts rather, removed just to prevent cancer. And so I want to take a look at just the BRAC gene. And the reason to take a look at this is because this is actually typical. When I say typical, I mean representative of what is going on in the cancer industry. Now, there are two genes. There's BRAC1 and BRAC2. And so these genes are believed to predict a woman's chances of having cancer. And the issue here that people are facing is when they get the test for this, BRCA gene, that the test is not always reliable. Yep. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Not always reliable. And as always, where do we go? Well, we have to go check out Cancer Network, home of the Journal of Oncology, and see what they have to say about the BRAC genes. And so what they're saying is people should only get tested for the gene if they have a high risk of breast cancer. So what this means then is this test is not deemed to be accurate enough to simply be used as a screening test for the general population. And so what happens then, or what is happening, is people are actually being pre-selected to have an abnormally high risk factor for breast cancer, and then given this genetic test. So one thing you might want to ask is, well, how accurate is this test? It turns out, first of all, you have to realize that 0.3%. We'll talk more about the accuracy when we come back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So what we're talking about here is the BRAC gene, and this is a gene or genetic test that helps women determine if indeed they are at risk for breast cancer and how much additional risk they have. Okay. And so, as always, the best place to check for these things is, well, the cancer experts themselves and even .gov. So if we check out the National Cancer Institute and what they say, is they say even though 0.3% of people have this gene, 15% of those who have the gene will not be identified by the test. 10% of the test results will be indeterminate. And so what does this mean? It means that this genetic test, the accuracy rate is poorer, much poorer than the frequency in the population. So the frequency in the population is 0.3%, but the error rate is in excess of 10 to 25%. So 10% of the results will be indeterminate. In other words, 10% of people who are given the test will be told, we just can't tell if you have the genes or not. Just can't tell. But only 0.3% have the gene. So what that means then is that this test accuracy, the error rate, is so much larger than the frequency in the population that the test does not have the ability to detect the gene it says it's looking for. And so to put this in graphic terms, if you're looking for a BB that's 1 centimeter in diameter, we'll say 0.3 centimeters in diameter, and you're using a filter that has holes in it that are 30 centimeters in diameter, then obviously it's not going to be able to filter out or detect these BBs. And this is what we're left with. And so what do they say? This is the National Institute of Health, National Cancer Institute Division. It says, it's important to note that these estimated percentages of lifetime risk are different from those available previously. The estimates have changed as more information has become available. And obviously more information is always becoming available. So in other words, the information we now have today is, well, not reliable. And they may change again with additional research. Now, I went to medical school, so I know exactly what this means. This means we are using something that is inaccurate and unreliable. And we will continue to use it. And we're going to go back to the same inaccurate and unreliable information source to update our already inaccurate and unreliable database. Yes, the way this was put to us in medical school is that half of everything we were being taught was false, and another 50% will become false every 4 years. Yep. And so apparently this is no different with this BRCA gene test. Now, this is a test. Many women are getting their breasts cut off. They're getting their breasts removed because they have this gene. So the estimates have changed and will continue to change. No long-term general population studies have directly compared cancer risk in women who have and who do not have a harmful BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. And they go on to say, who should consider genetic testing for this? Because harmful gene mutations are relatively rare in the general population, most experts agree that mutation testing of individuals who do not have cancer should be performed only when the person's individual or family history suggests the possible presence of a harmful mutation in the gene. So in other words, what they're saying is the gene has no predictive value. It is really the demographics, and the gene is an incidental finding. As with women who have ovarian cancer in the family, what they really have in ovarian cancer is a habit of douching that is communicated from mother to daughter. Of course, you test only women with mothers that have ovarian cancer for gene. We'll tell you more when we come back and get to the bottom of this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So we're talking about a cancer screening tool, the BRCA1 or BRCA2. And we're trying to get to the bottom of just how reliable this diagnostic prognostic tool is. And so what we've figured out so far is that the gene lacks predictive value, and what's really being treated is the demographics. And so doctors are urged to only test women who are very high risk. And let's just see what they're telling your doctor. What is in your doctor's inbox on this matter? If we go as recently as September 22nd, 2016, it says conflicting interpretation of cancer genetic test results is common. And even at CLIA-approved commercial laboratories, that means your government has given the okay and this is a good lab and it's certified, a new study has found considerable variation. In some cases, genetic mutations were interpreted as a disease or likely disease by some labs, but were considered to be of unknown significance by others. And let's just see how big this variation was. This variation was as high as 25%. Yep, 25%. So for 26%, the detected gene variants, interpretation of their importance differed among the reporting labs. So depending on which laboratory you walked into, the test interpretation was different for 26% of those tested. And again, this is for a gene whose frequency is only 0.3%. And so if the error rate is 26%, or let's say the variability rate is 26%, then there is no ability to detect something that occurs 0.3% of the time with any accuracy. So we have then a test whose interpretation by medical labs is not reliable. In other words, 25% variation in terms of which lab you go to. And then 15% of those who have the gene will not be identified by the test. And then if that's not enough, let's go to our favorite consumer groups that talks about, well, what does this mean? And so this is the Facing Your Risk group online, and they've got the pink, half the ribbon is pink for breasts and half is blue for prostate. And so Joining Forces newsletter, and this supports individuals who are concerned about hereditary breast and ovarian cancer. So this gene predicts joint risk. It predicts increased risk for ovarian cancer and for breast cancer as well. And BRCA testing, when negative results still mean you're at high risk. Okay, so here is a test. If it's negative, you're at high risk. And if it's positive, why you're well at high risk. And so for most people, receiving a negative test result for this gene brings a huge sigh of relief. However, for people from families with a strong history of breast and ovarian cancer and no identified mutation, it may have an altogether different indication. They may be at increased risk despite a negative test result. So we could read further, and they've got a lot of sophistry here to explain why this may or may not be the case. But the bottom line, it's a test, is totally unreliable. And so what you have to rely on instead is how many relatives you have on the same side of the family with the same type of cancer, family members who have cancer diagnosed at a young age, family members who've had more than one type of cancer, and uncommon cancers such as male breast cancer. Now, obviously, if it's not genetic, if you can't find the gene, it's not being transmitted genetically from generation to generation, then obviously it's being transmitted by cultural practices. And when it comes to many cultural practices, these are transmitted from mother to daughter. But the point here is women are getting this testing done, which, by the way, costs more or less $2,500 per test. And relying on this, and in many cases, getting their breasts removed. And of course, you would think, I would think, that once you got your breasts cut off, well, by golly, there goes the risk. But not so fast. Getting a mastectomy to prevent breast cancer is actually not that effective. In other words, these ladies still go on to get breast cancer. So obviously, this test is unreliable. And this is something that plagues many tests in the cancer realm. The tests are simply unreliable. And so if you do scrape together $2,500 or intimidate your insurance company into paying for this genetic test for breast cancer, the test is totally meaningless. Because if it's positive, why, your risk is high. And if it's negative, why, your risk is high. So this is the state of affairs with the genetic testing industry. However, it doesn't stop there. And so to take another look at just, as I say, what the heck is going on, let's take a look at the Journal of the American Medical Association, right? So let's see what they had to say for themselves. Because after all, we don't want any bias, certainly not any negative bias here, right? Because it might be, there might be some good news here. So let's see what the Journal of the American Medical Association says. Well, it turns out that the BRCA gene is also predictive of ovarian cancer. So let's take a look at survival in women with invasive, I mean serious, epithelial ovarian cancer who have this genetic marker. Hold on to your seats and your hats for this one. The 5-year overall survival is actually better for people who have this cancer gene. Would you believe that? So 5-year survival was 36% for those who did not have the gene, but 44% for those who had BRCA1, and 52% for those who had BRCA2. Now, that is amazing. And so here we have a gene that is being considered to be, well, bad news gene, increasing your chances of cancer. Well, actually, should you get this cancer, having this gene improves your survival. So what are they saying? They're saying that this gene actually has a positive prognostic indicator in those with ovarian cancer. Why then is a gene a bad medical sign? Kind of like calling a clean bill of health a sign of disease. Excuse me. So why would it be a bad prognostic sign? Of course, to get more women to have preventative removal of their ovaries. So when you screen, in this case, for BRCA, 1 or 2, you lose. If it's positive, you lose. If it's negative, you lose. Either way, you've been tested, and either way, whatever happens, it becomes a reason for medical intervention and, of course, mutilation. I mean, why have a couple of ovaries if, you know, they could become diseased? Yeah, that's right, if they could become diseased. So we have then a genetic test, totally unreliable, totally inaccurate, and that is leading women to submit to mutilation of both their breasts and their ovaries. This is the truth about cancer screening. Well, let's delve a little deeper. Let's go into breast cancer, and we can go into mammography and what is going on with breast cancer. It helps to understand, too, if you do the math, If you take the total number of folks in the United States who die of cancer, divide that by the total number of people who have breast cancer, I'm sorry, who die at all. So you have the total number who die of cancer divided by the total deaths per year. That number is more or less 22%. So 22% of Americans can expect to die of cancer. In other words, without any screening at all, I can sit here, I can tell you with great certainty that your chances of dying of cancer are 22%. I know this. How do I know this? I know it because I looked at the death statistics and census. Okay. So the value of screening is then that if it says you have breast cancer or you have prostate cancer or you have thyroid cancer, then we would expect that your chances of dying of cancer would be, well, higher than 22%, right? I thought you would agree with that. So let's take a look at the breast cancer survival. In other words, the question is, what percent of all people who have breast cancer can be expected to die of it? That would be, something worth knowing, right? So, of course, who would know better than the government organization that keeps the statistics for breast cancer? So it turns out that if you have a mammogram and you are screened for breast cancer, and you go through the whole process and you get the diagnosis and you get therapy, your chances of actually dying of breast cancer are 19%. Yes. Your chances of dying of cancer, of breast cancer, once diagnosed with it, are actually less than your chances of dying of cancer if you had no prognosis. So what does this mean? Well, when people say, well, you know, Dr. Daniels, I think that early detection, detect it early and treat it, and people are cured of this. You know, that would be nice, however, by the medical industrial complex's own confession, its own admission, chemotherapy, which is a treatment for breast cancer, is beneficial to only 3% of those who receive it. So in other words, the death statistics for those who are diagnosed with breast cancer and die of it are not substantially altered by intervention. So the question then is, how is it that a person who's labeled as having breast cancer can actually have less of a chance of dying of cancer than someone who doesn't have a cancer diagnosis? Well, the answer is that the diagnostic criteria, such as they are, however they are used, must then be labeling healthy people as having breast cancer. And this is really the only way these numbers could happen. So then what happens is the diagnosis of breast cancer is actually a reverse prognosis. In other words, it actually indicates that the lady is less likely to die of cancer than had she never been diagnosed. And this is something that happens so frequently that there's actually a name for it. And it's called breast cancer overdiagnosis. And this is something that comes up again and again and again, at least every year, in the medical literature. And this is something that means that a person who is healthy, who has a condition that is not a threat to her health, is actually labeled as having cancer. And this is from the New England Journal of Medicine. We'll just say it's a reliable source, you know, pro-industry. And the issue is one of overdiagnosis. And so what has happened is, after widespread mammography screening, breast tumors that were small, these are invasive, so we're talking invasive, less than 2 centimeters, or in situ carcinomas, increased from 36% to 68%. So the proportion of detected tumors that were large decreased from 64% to 32%. But there was a problem, and the authors say this trend was less the result of a substantial decrease in the incidence of large tumors and more the result of a substantial increase in the detection of small tumors. So in other words, screening did not decrease the number of late cancers. So the number of cancers discovered late in a later stage was the same. But what happened was a bunch of harmless cancers that never would have progressed, never would have been a problem in the lady's lifetime, were detected and led to, I'll use my words, mutilating surgery and dangerous exposure to chemotherapy drugs. And the study authors explain overdiagnosis was in evidence, was obvious, because only 30 of the 162 additional small tumors would be expected to become large. And we'll talk more about this when we get back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are talking about breast cancer and particularly mammogram screenings. So, and what they're saying, this is a study of the New England Journal of Medicine, is that only 30 of the 162 additional small tumors diagnosed per 100,000 women could be expected to become large. Now, even if they become large, they're still not all going to result in death within 5 years. But let's just say, worst prognosis, this is the case. Let's do a little bit of math. So if we take 30, When we divide by 162, then what does that tell us? It tells us that 19% of the small tumors would go on to be large. And just to give the worst prognosis and the best face on this, that 19% of these women might die of breast cancer. Since you only get to die once, then we'll say they died of cancer. Since the chance of dying of cancer in a healthy person is 22%, this means that the mammogram detects people who are healthier than the average person in the population and labels them as having cancer. In other words, it identifies a population of women who actually have a lower risk of cancer, labels them as having cancer, prompting them to have chemotherapy, mastectomy, and on and on and on. And so to put this in even more stark terms, 4 out of 5 of these tumors for sure did not need therapy because they never would have grown. Of the remaining 1 out of 5, a substantial number of those, while they might have grown, would not have threatened the lady's life. So this is what we call overdiagnosis, and this is a polite word for, I'll say it, fraud. Fraudulently labeling a healthy lady as having disease. So what we have then with the whole breast cancer labeling industry, the truth about cancer is that these people, these ladies who are labeled as having cancer, actually are being randomly tagged and represent a healthier section of the population than just the general at-large person in America. Now, why could this be? Well, who gets mammograms? People who have insurance, people who have maybe a higher income than those who don't get mammogram screening, and maybe people who are more health conscious and taking other precautions to be healthy. Maybe they're eating healthier. Maybe they're taking vitamins. Maybe they're being careful to avoid things that are chemicals that cause cancer. But since the screening test is a random number generator, then it randomly labels a certain percent of people as having cancer. So just by submitting to the cancer test, you are creating an increased probability of being labeled with cancer when in actual fact you don't have an increased probability of disease or of dying of cancer. And so the truth about cancer is most people don't have it.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back.